With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, Ron. Thank you for your time today. On Wednesday, you acknowledged that you probably can't have nine defensemen going into the season. Even with these trades today, you still have nine defensemen. Is it safe to assume another move might be afoot here, just given the numbers you have on the blue line?
Not necessarily. Obviously, we'll look at everything that comes along as we go. And if we can strengthen one area, we'll certainly look at it. But I think part of our biggest issue was our cap situation. It's a little closer to being compliant now. So certainly feel a little bit better about it than I did the other day. But we like our nine defensemen, so we'll kind of see where it goes. And at some point here, if there's a move to be made, you got to look at everything, no matter what position.
Take the next question from Dan.
Hi, Ron. On the surface, I'm curious about the Matheson and Petrie deal. Obviously, Matheson's a little younger and less expensive. Just kind of what went into that deal?
We just feel like, first of all, when you're trading for good players, you're gonna have to give up good players. Mike is a good player. We certainly valued Mike. But we just feel like Jeff at this point is a little better fit for us. He can play all situations. He can log big minutes. And we just felt like right now with our right side, with Letang and Petrie and Ruta, is extremely strong. We've obviously got Chad and Freed's there. So we're feeling pretty good about our right side. And when you get an opportunity to add a player of Jeff Petrie's magnitude, we felt like it was a good fit with our group.
Next question, Mike DeFabo.
Hey, Ron. When you look at these moves, you're bringing in two defensemen, you're shipping two out. Was there a certain type of player or an identity you were looking for? Does Petrie give you something that John Marino didn't, is what I'm kind of trying to ask here?
I think so. When the season was over, we sat down with the coaches, management staff, and talked about our team. And the one thing we felt like we wanted to do was get a little bit heavier on the back end. I think with Petrie and Ruta, we feel like we accomplished that. The other part, we wanted to improve our transition game a little bit. And we feel like, again, with Jeff and, obviously Ty Smith is a young player, but we felt like he's going to give us some puck skill that we felt like we wanted to add to our group. And between the two kind of objectives, we feel like we got a little bit of both with these moves.
Good afternoon, Ron, and thanks for speaking with us. I know most of the focus is going to be on the defenseman today, but what do you see in polling? Where do you see him fitting in with your team?
You know what, I can speak for my staff when Ryan was drafted, and we really liked him, and talked to a couple members of our staff here that were here during his draft year. We really liked Ryan. Felt like he's a big body that is going to get better. Things haven't gone exactly, I don't think, the way that he would have liked them to go in Montreal there. And we're hoping that, sometimes a change can spur a guy on, and we're hoping he can be a good two-way player for us. He's got good size. He plays the middle of the ice. He can also play the wing. So we feel pretty good about the acquisition. And, you look at our salary cap, it's another guy that we can fit under the salary cap.
Rob Rossi.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for your time. When you talked the other day, you talked about having too many defensemen and maybe moving some for futures and maybe even for some forwards. Are you still looking to make moves for maybe some forward, a forward or two?
It's difficult right now because of our salary cap situation. I feel pretty comfortable with our group depth wise. And again, we don't have a whole lot of money to spend here under the cap. So you always look for things. I mean, our job is to continue to look and see if there's any areas that we can make our team better. Right now, I couldn't even tell you. There's a lot of teams that are up against it like us because of the flat cap the last couple of years. So whether there would be a movement or not, I really can't say.
We have a few more. Seth, go ahead.
Hi, Ron. This is a follow-up from Wednesday. You guys signed Josh Archibald. I'm just curious, are there any logistical challenges with regards to his status and vaccination? I don't know if there's still maybe an issue in terms of crossing the border. I know he had an exemption for the playoffs, but is that still in effect? Are there any curiosities or concerns over his status in that regard?
Yeah, no. All the homework we did, there's no restrictions either way. So as far as we know right now, he's good to go. Whether that changes, I guess we can't anticipate. But as of right now and the homework that we did, he's good to cross the border.
Mike DeFaba.
Hey, Ron. I guess if you look at your depth chart, it seems pretty clear Dumoulin and Pettersson are probably your top two lefties at this point. I'm curious how you imagine that last spot shaking out. Is P.O. Joseph a guy that could step right in and play? Do you imagine Ty Smith could compete for that time? You know, how do you imagine that kind of playing out here?
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, we're gonna wait till training camp. I think we've got nine competent NHL defensemen, and you know, we'll kind of wait and see how things play out if we go to camp with nine. We feel very good about the depth of it. P.O. Joseph has had, you know, he's a fourth-year pro this year, and we feel like he'll be ready to go. So we're excited about P.O. We're excited about Ty Smith. And like I said, we got, you know, Yanni Ruda and Chad and Freed. So we've got good depth back there for sure.
Last three, Mike DeFabo.
Me again, Jen. Okay, I'll take it. I guess with Ty.
On my list.
That's okay. With Ty Smith, you know, he had a little bit of an up and down year, it seemed like, last year after a really promising rookie campaign. Is he a guy that you think is going to start at the NHL level, or do you imagine, given his contract, you would, you know, start him in Wilkes and bring him along more slowly?
Yeah, that's a real, real difficult question. I mean, when Ty gets a training camp here, we have high hopes for Ty. I mean, obviously we gave up John Marino for him, who's a very, very good NHL player. So we have high hopes for Ty. Obviously, there's a little bit of risk on our part there, but we feel pretty good about it. But in terms of coming to camp, you know, like every other player, I mean, there's obviously players that you know are going to be on your team. And then there's players that you know, we've got a lot of defensemen right now. So we'll see how things play out with Ty. He doesn't need waivers, so we do have that option. But until training camp comes and we see what we have and how guys perform, we'll make those decisions when they're appropriate.
Last question, Dave Molinari.
Ron, do you, or more to the point, do your scouts have any explanation for what happened to Smith last season? He had such a strong rookie year and then seemed to take a step back. Is there anything that happened that's a cause for concern?
Certainly nothing that we've uncovered that's a cause for concern. I think part of the development process for young players, you're going to have your ups and downs. It's just part of learning and part of developing into a pro. So, you know, our hopes are that Ty's going to come in and build on certainly his first year, learn from his second year and continue to become a better player. He's a young man. He's 22 years old. He played as a 20 year old. That's a hard position to play as a 20 year old. So, we do believe the upside is pretty high, and we look forward to seeing Ty in training camp.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.